If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Samuel chapter number 7. 2 Samuel chapter number 7. And after you find that one, turn to Isaiah chapter 11. We're going to look at some Scripture tonight, quite a bit of Scripture. And we're going to look at a question that I want to propose to you in a few minutes. We'll read 2 Samuel, we'll read Isaiah, and then we're going to go to Matthew chapter 1. We'll be looking at Jeremiah, we're going to be looking at Luke. We're just going to be all over spectrum tonight, but I'm doing it for a purpose. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 11. He said, "And since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and caused thee to rest from all thine enemies." Now God's a talking to David. He said, "I also, the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. And he shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever." According to all these words and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. Amen. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. The Bible says, "And there shall come forth a root out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord." Now these are the seven spirits of God that we represent. Now you know this root that come up out of this branch is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ that we're going to talk about tonight. And we're going to talk about the Lord and his birth and that and who he was when he came forth. And he said, "And the Spirit of the Lord," number one, that's one of the spirits of God, "and shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom," number two, "and understanding," number three, "the Spirit of counsel," number four, "the might," number five, "and the Spirit of knowledge," number six, "and the fear of the Lord," number seven. Those are the seven spirits of God. You'll read those, you'll realize those in the book of Revelation. And he said, "And it shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid and the calf and the young lion, and the fatling together and the little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole, of the asp. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the crocodile's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy at all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious." I preached for Sunday night, for those of you here, on a thought out of the 24th Psalm on who is the King of Glory. Who is this King of Glory? And we realize that King of Glory is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to preach a question tonight to myself, on this tonight. Who is the Messiah of God? Who is the Messiah of God? As we look at this through history, and you say, "Well, preacher, everybody knows that." Well, there's a whole nation over in Israel that's still looking for him to come. There's a whole nation over there that don't believe that our Lord Jesus, our Savior, praise God, was that blessed Messiah that was to come. But I want to say, praise God, we know here equivocally, because God gives us in his truth the distinction of Lord Jesus Christ. Here I've read in your hearing tonight how God set it down and said this was where God would send a root out of the stem of Jesse. He would send someone that would rule on the throne of David and would rule forever. Amen. We've never had a king to rule forever. ever. Over there in England, they've got a queen. They've had kings, but we've never had one that ruled forever. I want to say glory be to God. One day in a little while, King Jesus, praise God, is going to rule forever. Amen. Praise God. He's already ruling. He's already the Lord of my heart. Amen. He is my Lord and my King tonight. And I thank Him for that. I thank Him for coming to where I was when I couldn't get to them. But we see that the Lord Jesus Christ, John says in chapter 4, when He was there with the woman at the well, you remember that story? And she was talking to Him and Him with her, and He began to speak to her, and He's telling her all this good things, how He is that water of life, and that would drink from Him, pray God, would never thirst again. And she says, He said, give me all together of that water, so I'll never have to draw again. Amen, glory be to God. I remember in March 1976, God gave me a drink of water, amen, from the throne of grace, and I've never been thirsty for the things of God. I can pull up to the trough of God tonight, and He fills my soul. And praise God. Every longing in my heart that's a longing for Him is satisfied in the Lord. I told somebody, I believe it, Brother Bill, last night, we sat out there talking. I said, yesterday morning, I got there early to study. I was praying and reading and studying the Word of God. And boy, God just moved in that little old study, sat down there with me, praise God, conversed with my soul for a while. And I got overrun with joy, amen, in my soul. Amen. Why? Because that living water, pray God, was flowing in my soul. I'm glad we can still feel that here at Stony Fork Baptist Church. I'm glad it's still welcome, praise God. When we come in that door, I hope we come looking for a touch of God. Amen. But this woman at the well, now He's speaking that indwelling spirit. And she said to him, in verse 24, of John chapter 4, he said, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. And the woman says this to Him. And the woman said unto Him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When He is come, He will tell us all things. Amen. That the woman at the well, she said, I know. I said, no, what? She said, but when Messiah come, when that promised one, the anointed of God shall come, praise God, He'll tell us all things. Said He is the Christ of God. And when He comes, praise, I'm glad, glory be to God, in the volume of the book, it's written. If you need to know anything, praise God, just begin to look and seek with all your heart, your mind, your back, your soul, your strength, praise God, and He'll show you. Amen. Praise God. He's an answer. But Jesus answered in verse 26, John chapter 4, verse 26, Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am He. Amen. Glory to God. It's on me. He said, it's me. The ways of the one that's talking to you right now. He said, I'm the Messiah God. Now either He was the Messiah of God, the anointed Christ, or He was an imposter. Amen. But I tell you, I know down deep in my soul, praise God, that He's the real thing. Because, praise God, He speaks to my soul. I relate with Him. I know Him. I communicate with Him. And He with me. Amen. But I will say tonight, the devil tried to stop this whole game. He tried to stop this whole thing from happening. Amen. He tried to stop the Messiah, the very Messiah, from coming. As you begin to look at the genealogies, you begin to see over in Matthew chapter 1 that how the devil plays his fiendish games. We go through the Word of God, and as we lay it out, and we see the book of generations. Now, the book of generations, that's just a book of origins. Amen? That means it's a book of where these people started at. Amen? You're alive, praise God. There's always a starting place for everything. And when Jesus Christ come to earth, praise God, He had made beforehand, before the beginning of time, He had made a way for Him to come into this world. He done had it planned out. Amen. He had already told us that He had come into this world, praise God. And he had already told that He'd be born of a virgin, a little virgin Jewish girl, praise God. And little virgin Jewish girl, praise God, would keep himself chaste and pure with the hope, praise God, that they might be the one. Amen. Praise God. They was hoping they could be the one. But we see in Matthew chapter 1, the book of these generations. The Bible says in the book of the generation, Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Now the book of Matthew takes us back, the lineage of Christ, amen, takes us back to Abraham. In other words, he takes us back to a Jewish beginning. Amen. Amen. Takes us back to a Jewish beginning. Amen. Where Jesus Christ was proclaimed. Said Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, Jacob begot Judas, and Judas his brethren. And Judas begot Perez and Zerah and Thamar, and Phares begot Ezram, and Ezram begot Aram, and Aram begot Amminadab, and Amminadab begot Nason, and Nason begot Salmon, and Salmon begot Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz begot Obed of Ruth, and Obed begot Jesse. And Jesse begot David the king. Amen. God had somebody going somewhere. Had a purpose and a plan. Now I'm showing you all this tonight. I want you to get this. Because it just helps us to see how big our God is. See, I'm afraid, church, we keep taking him and putting him in our little bitty box, and we say, you know, God, you're just that little bitty God. You know, it's what I can see out of you, what I can get from you. I can just put it in his box and just love you and help you and hold you and you know, and all that good stuff. But I want to say, praise God, our God's too big for a box. Amen. And our God hasn't just started being big. Our God has always been big. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, and David the king begot Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah. And Uriah begot Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begot Abiah, and Abiah begot Asa, and Asa begot Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat begot Joram, and Joram begot Ozias. Now, a lot of times we skip over these genealogies. We're going to get over to the meat of the word. We won't get over there where Jesus was born. Amen. We do. I do. A lot of times we forget these genealogies, but they're important to the outcome of the thing. And Ozias begot Jotham, and Jotham begot Achaz, and Achaz begot Ezekias, and Ezekias begot Manasseh, and Manasseh got Ammon, and Ammon begot Josias, and Josias begot Jeconias and his brethren. About the time they were carried away to Babylon. Now watch that. And Josias begot Jeconias, the brethren, about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconias begot Salathiel, and Salathiel begot Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel begot Abinadab, and Abudad begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azor, and Azor begot Sadok, and Sadok begot Akim, and Akim begot Eliud, and Eliud begot Eleazar, and Eleazar begot Mathan, and Mathan begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Amen? Praise the Lord. So there we have it in a nutshell. The genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ from Abraham to the point of birth in Bethlehem. But we see something here that causes a problem. There's a problem in the book of Matthew with one place in the bloodline. Look at Jeremiah chapter 24. The Bible says, and this is the Lord speaking, as I live, saith the Lord, that Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were a signet upon my right hand, yet would I pluck thee thence. Amen. So now Jehoiakim has turned over the kingdom to Coniah, which is also Jeconiah. It's just the difference in the Hebrew and the Greek spelling. Amen. It goes on in verse 25 and said, I will give thee into the hand of them that seek thy life, and to the hand of them whose face thou fearest, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and to the hand of the Chaldeans. And I will cast thee out, and thy mother that bare thee, into another country where ye were not born, and there shall ye die. But to the land whereunto ye desire to return, thither shall they not return. Is this man Coniah a despised, broken idol? Question mark. Is he a vessel wherein is no pleasure? Question mark. Wherefore are they cast out, and his seed, and are cast into a land which they know not? Now watch this. O earth, 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 Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper sitting upon the throne of David, ruling any more in Judah. So we've got a problem. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 11, in the godly line of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the descent to the throne, praise God, we have a person in this lineage that's not fit to be there. Amen? The devil knowed exactly what he was doing. See, Coniah, who whichever way you want to call him, whether in Hebrew or the Greek, he only served as king for 3 months. In those 3 months, he was found in the eyes of God a stench in his nostrils. Amen? A wicked, wicked king. And out of the kings of Israel, Judah, they was kings that was good, and they was kings that bad. And you know, it was an even number. 13, I believe, good and 13 bad. Amen. But this is one of the ones that rose up, but we see it in the book of Matthew, in the line and the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Josias begot Jeconus and his brethren from about the time they were carried away to Babylon. So we've got a problem. In our King James Bible, in your Bible, praise God, in the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a break from the kingly line of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I ask you tonight, is he the Messiah of God? Or did the devil play a trick on us? Did the devil intercede something in us, praise God, to break that line of royalty coming down from the throne, praise God, that it couldn't be passed on to the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. We see the problem here. Of this man who was a faithless descendant of David. Jeconiah was a heathen, if you will. He denied and rejected the precious God of heaven and denied and rejected the precious promise of the Savior. You say, who could do a thing? People all around us today are doing the same thing. They're denying and rejecting. But Jesus had to find a way, praise God, to bypass the curse of Coniah. He had to get around that. Amen. Because he had to retain that legal right to the throne. You say, well, preacher, I've never seen this before. This dethrones Lord Jesus Christ. It takes the throne out of his grasp. Amen. If God's word stopped right there, it would. But I'm glad God's word doesn't stop right there. Amen. It helped him to retain a legal pathway to the throne of grace. Amen. To the Messiahship. See, Joseph, it talks about Joseph here. And verse 18 says, now the birth of Jesus was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, amen, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. We see here in the book of Matthew, praise God, that this man Joseph, who was espoused to Mary, but he says that Jacob begot Joseph, verse 16, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Amen. Say, well, how do we get past this little hiccup in Matthew chapter 1, verse 11? We get through it, praise God, because God says that through Joseph, amen, he would retain that legal status. Amen. But his father wasn't Joseph. Amen. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 26, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus wasn't from the line and lineage, praise God, of Joseph, praise the Lord. His bloodline, glory be God, come from the throne of grace. It come through the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. But because Joseph was there to give him a name. See, Satan's attempt to corrupt the very lineage of Lord Jesus Christ was thwarted. The bloodline of Christ was kept pure. Amen. Kept chaste. People all through history have tried to disallow the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ, but God Almighty has set it down in stone that we might know that He is the Messiah of God. You say, preacher, this is a Christmas message. Praise God, this is a Christian message. Amen. This is for you and I that we get a hold of this Messiah God that we have. Amen. If we could get a hold of it, praise God, you could go to Israel and preach the Messiah and win souls. Amen. They're looking and longing, desiring to see the Messiah. Amen. They'd give everything they got in Israel to be able to look upon, be able to see the Messiah of God. Amen. They long for it. Amen. Praise God. But we see the Messiah's biological tie to David. See, we see the legal tie to David. Now we'll see the biological tie. Look over in Luke chapter 3. In Luke chapter 3, in verse 22. Luke chapter 3 and verse 22. Well, verse 21. So let's just start there. So now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. Now look at verse 23. Here's the genealogy in the book of Luke. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being as was supposed the son of Joseph, which was the son of Hillel. Amen. Now, if you study that, Hillel was actually Mary's father. Amen. But in those days, when we talk about a son could be a son, it could be a grandson, a great-grandson, it could be a stepson. It all ties together in the Greek and the Hebrew, in the different, so many different essences of what it could mean. It's what's the son of Matthias, which was the son of Levi, which was the son of Melchiah, which was the son of Jana, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Matthias, which was the son of Amos, which was the son of Nahum, which was the son of Elias, which was the son of Naga. Now you remember in Matthew it goes back to Abraham. Look where this one goes back to. Whole lot more names. Amen. And said, which was the son of Matha, which was the son of Matthias, which was the son of Simeon, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Joanna, which was the son of Resha, which was the son of Zerubbabel, which was the son of Saletha, which was the son of Nera, which was the son of Malchah, which was the son of Adi, which was the son of Kosham, which was the son of Elmodam, which was the son of Ehar. If I didn't want you to see this tonight, I wouldn't go to the trouble to pronounce all these names. But I want you to see the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. It ain't just one or two, but it's a line. It's a royal line, praise God, going all the way back. He said, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Eleazar, which was the son of Joram, which was the son of Matthat, which was the son of Levi, which was the son of Simeon, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Joseph, which was the son of Jonah, which was the son of Elkeem, which was the son of Malaya, which was the son of Manan, which was the son of Matha, which was the son of Nathan, which was the son of David, which was the son of Jesse, which was the son of Obed, which was the son of Boaz, which was the son of Salmon, which was the son of Nason, which was the son of Amminadab, which was the son of Aram, which was the son of Esram, which was the son of Perez, which was the son of Judah, which was the son of Jacob, which was the son of Isaac, which was the son of Abraham, which was the son of Thayer, which is the son of Nacor, which was the son of Sirach, which was the son of Ragu, which was the son of Phalek, which was the son of Hebar, which was the son of Selah, which was the son of Canaan, which was the son of Arphaxad, which was the son of Sam, which was the son of Noah, which was the son of Lamech, which was the son of Methuselah, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Jared, which was the son of Melah, which was the son of Canaan, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. Amen. Glory be to God. God takes it in one. He takes them back to the Jewish. He said he's a Jewish Messiah coming out of the root and stem of Abraham, Isaac, and Moses. Praise God. But glory be to God. He said when you take it back on his mama's side, glory be to God, it goes all the way back to the garden, back to God Almighty. Amen. Amen. You said, well, preacher, wait a minute. What about this ungodly line? That ungodly line was surpassed. If you look over here, I read in your hearing, down about verse 31, he said, which was the son of Malaya, which was the son of Manan, which was the son of Mahathath, which was the son of Nathan, which was the son of David. Amen. So the devil thought, I'll reach out there and I'll corrupt that crown. Amen. I'll take this weak king and I'll destroy the bloodline of the Messiah. Glory be to God. But you say, wait a minute. David had another son who was king. Solomon, sure. Solomon was king, praise God, in David's stead, in David's place. But he also had another son, Nathan, glory be to God, was in the kingly line. Amen. So the Holy Ghost of God. You know, I got to think about that. That's what got me so excited yesterday morning, Brother Bill. I thought, glory be God. What a God we serve. That's big enough to look down and say, you know what? That old boy's going to mess up. Solomon ain't going to do real good as a king. He's going to start out okay, and he's going to lose his way. But there's a little old boy named Nathan over there. Praise God, it's going to keep the stuff. It's going to walk right, talk right, live right. I'm going to use him to bring the Messiah to purpose. Amen. Glory to God. God knows. Amen. He knew what the devil was going to do. I want to say, folks, we ain't no match for the devil. Amen. If the devil could be in the scheme of the coming Messiah, try to stop him from coming, try to stop the genealogy of the Lord Jesus Christ from proceeding, you think he don't care to stop you from proceeding? Amen. He'd like to stop you too. But glory be to God, I'm glad when the old devil shows up, praise God, I just take him all the way back to God. Amen. Amen. I don't have to stop and settle for nothing else. Glory to God. See, in Matthew chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible said, and David the king begot Solomon, her who had been the wife of Uriah. Amen. And Solomon begot Rehoboam. Amen. He gives us the line here of his king, Solomon. But he doesn't give the lineage there of Solomon's half-brother. Amen. The one that would be born, praise God, that would be heir to the throne. Amen. But even though he never sat on the throne. You say, well, he just didn't receive his portion was. Yeah, he did. Oh, when you get the book of Luke, praise God, he put him in there about 31 and said, Nathan, glory be to God. Him, glory be to God, in the promised line of Messiah. Glory to God. They tried to stop him. Tried to stop him through the bloodline of Joseph. Amen. Joseph's bloodline was contaminated. It was kept even by King Solomon, who was one of the wisest kings that ever lived. So they say. Anybody that's got 700 wives and 400 concubines, he ain't too smart. Amen. Praise God. I've got one wife and, well, that's all I need to say about that. Amen. But he's supposed to be the wisest man that ever lived. People come from all around to see how great he was. But I see in my mind a little old boy that was watching him, little old Nathan over there, and he said, mm-mm. Maybe go to David and say, Dad, that ain't right. David said, yeah, just leave him alone. He'll learn the hard way. Amen. Don't we all learn the hard way? But we see Nathan, and he came, praise God, into the picture. That he was in the bloodline. He said, was the son of the, Mathanah was the, who was the son of Nathan, who was the son of David, who was the son of Jesse. And it comes right on down through Boaz, comes right down to the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. So while the devil was trying to get a hold of that bloodline, Joseph was coming through. He reached out and got a hold of that and messed it up. But praise God, God just sidestepped around that, praise God, and made a perfect way and a perfect plan. Amen. He tells us about that plan. Over here in the book of Luke, about the Holy Ghost of God and how the Lord God of heaven come to where he was at. Amen. And how he was born in Bethlehem of a little virgin. He tells us in Matthew chapter 1. He tells us about a little virgin that was conceived. Amen. And she would bring forth a son. The Bible says in chapter 1 and verse 21, says, she shall bring forth a son, and thou, say, Joseph was allowed to give him his name, which that made him the legal heir. Amen. He would give him his name, said, thou, you, Joseph, shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. But we see the Lord Jesus Christ as the angel comes and begins to proclaim to Mary. And she says, be it unto me, even as thou wilt. She surrendered herself. Amen. And so through the bloodline of Nathan, by a little virgin Jewish girl, praise God, the Messiah was conceived of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Praise God. He overshadowed her and she conceived in her womb the precious seed of the Lord Jesus Christ, and she carried him the 9 months and carried him to went up to Nazareth, seen her aunt Elizabeth, and they said when she come in, of course Elizabeth that time was about 6 months along with John the Baptist, and when she went in the door and she said, Elizabeth, it's me, it's Mary, said the Bible, said that John Baptist, in the presence of the Savior, leapt in his mother's womb with joy, praise God. That babe, as the Bible said, that little person, amen. Lord be God, it's not a fetus, it's not an embryo, it's a little person. Said that little person was John the Baptist, and he leapt in his mother's womb with joy of the presence of the Savior. Amen. Glory be to God. Mary said, I perceive. Boy, she just went to praising God. She said, what is it to me that the mother of my Lord should come unto me? Glory to God. What a blessing. And the Messiah would be born. Then Mary stayed there, tarried there 3 months. I think she stayed there till John Baptist was born. Amen. I think she stayed there till John was born. As soon as John was born, she went back down to Nazareth. That down there where Joseph was. And now Joseph done mindful to put her away privately. He was a gentleman. He didn't want to make a scene out of it. He respected her. But the Holy Ghost told him, said, Joseph said, don't you worry about what's in her womb. He said that was conceived of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. That was Holy Ghost conceived. Amen. Through the bloodline of Nathan. Brought down, praise God, born in a manger. Glory God, rise up unto royalty. Amen. See, he was he had the bloodline of his mother. But I won't say, glory be God, but he had the heritage, the bloodline of his mother. But as far as his bloodline was concerned, he had the bloodline of his heavenly Father. Amen. There was no essence that human part in him. There was nothing to defile in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was brought. He's birthed into the world. Praise God. The mother's blood. Do you know the mother's blood never touches the baby? The mother's blood never touches that baby. She nourishes him, feeds him through the womb, but her blood never flows through his veins. The blood comes from the Father. Amen. So we see the devil said, "I got you now." He said, "I've done thwarted that descent to the throne." Praise God, I've done messed up the plan of God. And God said, there ain't no way, devil. He said, I've done filled my plan. I've said, I've done got her marked down to the T. He said, praise God, you could take her to the bank. He said, we're coming through the bloodline of Nathan through a little virgin. And praise God, she's going to conceive of the Holy Spirit of God. And the power and anointing of God's going to be upon this little boy. He's going to be the Messiah of God. The anointed God, the expected of God. So no matter how you go about it, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's qualified to declare Himself to be the Messiah. When He told that little gal at the well, He said, you're talking to Him. He said, it's me. Ego of me. He said, it's me. Amen. I am the Messiah. He said, I am that Christ. Somebody asked, said, how do you know? He said, praise God, I've seen His bloodline. Amen. Amen. It goes all the way back to the Jew on his father's side. Amen. And it goes all the way back to God on his mother's side. It don't get no better than that. You can't argue with that, praise God. That's God. That's His Word. That's what He's told us. That's what He's promised. Amen. Who is the Messiah? But I want to ask you a question. I said I want to ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Who is the Messiah to you? Who is the Messiah to us? Is He that expected one? That looked for one? That longed after one? Amen. I'm expecting till He comes. Praise God. I'm looking for Him as if He could come any minute. Even I'm like John of Alpam. Even so, Lord, come quickly. Amen. I was thinking the other day. I was saying, I think stupid, I know. We all do, right? But I was thinking the other day, Brother Kevin, I think it's Monday, you was up there and you was about as high as that bucket would go. And I was sitting there watching, and I was thinking, I was standing down the road flagging traffic. That's what I'm real good at, doing the flagging. Amen. But anyway, I was sitting there, I was looking, I said, what if the Lord was to come right now? What if the Lord was to call us out right now? I got to thinking, we think stupid stuff. I thought, I wonder if Kevin beat me to heaven. He had a jump on me. Amen. He's 55 feet in air. I just wonder. I said, I wonder if he'd beat me to heaven. Amen. I'm excited. Maybe I was looking right then. He wasn't. I'd catch him off guard. Amen. Amen. Kind of like getting a jump on somebody in a race. You know, getting off the line quicker. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, praise God. I know my Messiah, praise God. The Messiah of God has come. He's lived. He's bled. He's died. And he's coming again. Amen. I'm looking for him. I'm expecting him. Praise God. I'm looking. And I hope I'm looking up into heaven, anticipating when he swoops down, praise God, and calls me out of here. He steps out there with a shout and trump says, come away, my beloved, my fair one. Come away. Glory be to God. Now let's drop all this junk behind. Amen. All the trials and the heartaches and the miseries world and go on to be with the Lord. Amen. Because he is the Messiah of God. Amen. Praise God. If there's any doubt in your mind, I hope we've extinguished that tonight. Amen. That Jesus Christ the Lord is the Messiah. But is he your Messiah? Is he your promised one? Is he that one you was looking for all them years? And you finally found him. And you said, praise God, this is it.